The Keystone XL pipeline now crosses the border between Alberta and Montana. TransCanada installed an 80-foot pipe in the middle of April, with completion of more than a mile of pipe planned. But with permits in question and lawsuits still going, the rest of construction is done piecemeal. One small construction site is near Phillip, where workers are unloading pipe and building a worker camp. TC Energy reports it has completed mowing and cutting down trees in Montana, South Dakota, and Nebraska, and will begin installing single spreads of pipe in all three states this summer. According to an update filed in Montana federal court, the company has started construction of workforce camps at Baker, Montana, and Phillip, South Dakota, modifying plans to accommodate coronavirus safety. Phillip Mayor Michael Vetter says there is a small crew building a worker camp on private land just north of Phillip, and he says there are other pre-construction activities.
There's construction, not pipe construction, but there's construction elsewhere in Haakon County. They're working on a rail yard to unload the pipe.
Vetter says the pipe will go to pipe yards in the vicinity, also located on private land.
You know, so the infrastructure required to install an oil pipeline is what's being worked on now.
The mayor says coronavirus fears are minimal at this time. Only about 20 workers, most of them from Rapid City, are staying in Phillip and buying groceries there.
It's a local in-state company, but there are some who are from out of state. That gives us a little cause for concern, but I'd be more concerned if the full force was coming into camp right now.
Vetter is not sure how many workers will arrive when the camp is at full capacity, but he believes as many as 1,300, with numbers tapering off as the project moves through. Currently, the pipeline project depends in part on the outcome of a Montana federal judge's decision that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers used a permitting process that violates the Endangered Species Act. Without that permit, the pipeline cannot cross the 688 bodies of water on its proposed route. TC Energy says in a May 1st quarterly report that the pipeline won't be operational until 2023. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.